going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It seems sometimes when you have a plan, not every bit of it goes the way you want it to.
Unfortunately.
And sometimes that's just what happens. The best laid plans. I play D&D. There's no such thing as a good plan anymore. but I don't necessarily want to talk about this because I don't think it's a big deal, and I don't think we should make a big deal of this yet. Yet is the word carrying a lot of water here.
Yeah, Yet's doing a lot of work.
That said, there was another post from James Cook on Instagram today, or yesterday, a scene with Al Pacino saying, me, I want what's coming to me. And again, James Cook not being at OTAs means that the discussion is not gone. If he was at OTAs, the discussion about like what's going on with James Cook is buried dead.
It's six feet under.
If he shows up at OTAs, we're done. It's next year's problem. Officially, we can all move on.
Yes. And now, you know, we've got, you know, Tuesday misses day one, and now we've got another Instagram story.
But I want to be Labatt crystal clear about this. I don't think this is a big deal yet. Wait a couple weeks when mandatory minicamp is here, then it starts to get louder. The fact that he's not at OTAs, I'm not concerned yet. I'm really not. And I don't think anyone really should be overly concerned yet either. Are there doubts that are starting to creep in more? Yes, obviously. You'd want him just to be there day one to just silence all concerns. Anxiety is... it's tough, and nobody wants to ever deal with it. Even in the smaller circles of, I just want my running back to report to OTAs. Is that really, am I really asking for that much? But then I always liken it to, hey, we have a team building exercise. You don't get paid for it. Like, if I get that email, I'm out of here 5 minutes early.
Yeah. I definitely don't think that, anyone needs to be panicking yet, but we have not seen anything. Nobody from McDermott to Bean to Cook himself have said anything to make us feel any better about it.
Not any better, but also not any worse. Like, the James Cook posts really are just effectively, I want to get paid a good amount of money for my services, which are very good in this league.
Right.
That's not something that I should ever tell someone they shouldn't do. As a matter of fact, that's something I don't think anyone should begrudge of a person. You want more money for the job that you do, and you're working hard at it. That is something very relatable to every one of us that has blood in their veins. That said, yes, the anxiety will be there more if there is more of these posts, if there is more of this stuff, because we went through this last year and effectively had to trade the person.
Right. And however much impact each step along the way, Instagram post, missing something, whatever impact each one of those events have, they are a drop in a bucket of concern. about Cook and about having him on this team for this season and beyond. And I think that it's valid to worry about. Just it's not panic button time yet. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, because of the time of year it is, because of everybody's obsession with the Bills, everything's heightened. So those little drops might feel like a rainstorm right now of concern. But we all have to deal with it, and it will come to a resolution. I'm fairly confident that the Bills will end up having James Cook on the team, running the football, you know, catching passes from Josh Allen this season. But every step that we take so far has increased my concern level for his attendance once things become mandatory and once we get into the season.
And that's what I'm here for, to try to help ease that a little bit for you
or
for anyone else out there. I don't think, and again, I'm not in his inner circle. I'm only going off of what I feel, what I think, and what I'm looking at and trying to make the best educated guess that I can. If James Cook says that he does not want to be a distraction, well, his actions are not necessarily helping in that matter. But do I think that he's going to cost himself money at some point trying to look for the bigger deal? No. I do think that he ultimately plays the last year of his deal here in Buffalo by the time training camp rolls around. I would love it for him to be here, but until it's mandatory, those concerns are not there for me yet. If he's not there at minicamp, a finable offense gets louder, and I will not begrudge anyone of their bad feelings at that point. That's when I'll step back and go, okay, I don't love it. I still think he plays, but I don't love it. Obviously, if training camp happens, it's a different story. Right.
Then everything.
Words that were said are not true, and rage will come about from the fan base, and I'm not going to tell them don't.
Yes.
No, at that point, you are allowed to be angry, and I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to try to comfort you. As a matter of fact, just be mad at that point. Not overly mad, but definitely be like, oh, great, this is happening. It's not happening yet, so I'm not there yet, and I don't think anyone else should be yet. Mini camp's a different story. That's when it's allowed to get a little bit louder. It's allowed to have the noise come in. It's allowed to be this little bit of uncertainty creeping into your ear. Again, anxiety is awful. I hate it, and every bit of it, and I think you should too.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
Now, speaking of concern, how concerned do we think Kevin Adams is right now?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I
love that transition.
Hiring of...
That's good. That's good. The Kekalainen hire about how concerned would Kevin Adams be about the future of his job. And I'm starting to wonder about the reports of elevating him to a president role.
Yeah. I think that the Sabres have done so well with this Kekalainen hire that I think there is a subsection of the fan base that may immediately, if things don't go well next season, go, why isn't Kekalainen the GM?
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing the job. He's done the job longer than Adams has done it, even though Adams has been here for 6 years already. He's got experience. He's been to the playoffs. Does Adams have a reason to be concerned here? Does this feel, you know, you're talking about a devil on the shoulder to help him. Is that devil waiting for something?
Is it the devil you know versus the devil you don't, for example? And like, could it ultimately lead to his demise here? And I think that win or lose this season, there is a way that Kekalainen ends up the general manager any dang way. And I look back to the reports of the offseason of the whispers coming from like Elliot Friedman of maybe they're looking at elevating Adams to a president of hockey ops sort of role. And I think that this hire allows for those whispers to get louder. Win or lose. If the Sabres struggle out of the gate, as this core has had a terrible track record of doing, then yes, I think that that could happen for the sake of, okay, it's not enough. We need you out of the general manager role. If they win, it becomes the same power dynamic. Hey, Kekalainen, you're our GM. Adams, you're our president of hockey ops, who will have the final say on these things, or like, you know, the last word, so to say. And Kekalainen will be able to do the job as general manager while you're president of hockey ops.
Yeah, they have set themselves up.
Win or lose for this scenario.
Exactly. They've set themselves up to, if this season doesn't go to plan or does go to plan, either if it goes poorly, say these are the changes we're going to make. We're going to promote Kekalainen because we believe in what he brought and we think he's got the experience that we're looking for in this general manager's chair. And we're going to move Adams out of the hockey-specific role into the business role that he's already sort of familiar with because of his time at the academy. It gives everyone an out if things go poorly. And then if things go well, then you just promote everybody. And now you've got a structure in place that if we're talking about this mind meld of Kekalainen's aggression and Adams's conservative nature, then you've got the framework of what could be the future of your front office for a long time if things go well. If you make the playoffs next year and this is how this goes and you build something, you've got a general manager in place who's young enough to do the job for a long time. That's separate from what a lot of these people that we've talked about for this job.
That's right.
Lou Lamoriello's in his 80s. Regeer is old, in his 80s too.
You brought up that one and that brings back memories.
But those guys aren't people that you're thinking can fill the general manager's position if things go poorly or if right. You're looking for a new GM. Kekalainen is absolutely that guy. I think Kekalainen, I might bet on him, if I could, bet on him to be the next Sabres GM no matter what happens this year. I think he is in a golden position to gather information this season, learn about this city, about this team, and then maybe take a step up into that GM chair, no matter whether they win or lose. And I think that that could be the start of a positive era for these Sabres, if everything can go to plan.
And you know what's really interesting about the hiring time as well? It's 1 week before the scouting combine.
Yeah.
Perfect time to come into the organization when all teams are going to be coming over here. So now he gets to see the base of operations on the other side, because obviously his staff will have been here for the scouting combine in his 11 years as Columbus's general manager. Now he gets to come here as the host city, get to acknowledge everything. And now it's, oh, hey, you're just 1 year removed of being a general manager for a hockey team. You have all those connections. You probably have even ideas of things that you wanted to add for your team that you're no longer working for. And now you're looking at this roster. You have a chance to get things familiar. You also were out of the league for a year, so you are kind of still probably tapped in on the comings and goings in the National Hockey League.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect chance to, you know, rekindle some relationships, get some trade talk, rub some elbows. Hey, how you doing? Let's go out for dinner, blah, blah, blah.
And just develop more relationships.
Establish the relationships and go, have you met Kevin? And try to get some interesting, tasty trade talk. God, I hate having optimism.
It is
so annoying sometimes.
I love it. I think it's delightful.
I know.
It's
a feeling you should never let go away. But then sometimes when I'm sitting in this chair, I go, I'm trying to give all of you hope, and it's dangerous. It's irresponsible of me, and I'm a jerk. But also, it's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, the more I think about this hire and the opportunities it presents for the team, the more and more I like it.
803-0550, the number to call. We just brought up James Cook. Are you concerned about that? Is it a non-story? We have still a little bit of time to go into that as well. Sarah Sivian joining us at the top of the hour here as well. But we'll wrap up hour number two coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker, Evan DePasquale on the board here for you. This is Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.